What's up, everybody? This is Scotty Waite, and of course, this is a brand new episode of the Scotty Be Funny podcast. Been a while, so man, it feels like it's been ages since we've done a podcast. So, unfortunately, the last few I've tried to do, they sunk before they could float. So, we're back. So, I just want to cover kind of what's been happening with me since the pandemic. Relationships, obviously we got an election going on, chaos in the streets, a lot of crazy things going on. I put on some pandemic pounds, I've been losing those, so we got a lot to cover in this episode, and we will get to that in just a brief moment. So thank you for listening to this special episode of the Scotty Be Funny podcast on Anchor and all of your favorite podcast mediums. All right, so I am currently recording this right after the debates, the final debates, and the date it is October 22nd, 2020, and last time you heard from me guys was a long time ago. I think last episode was back early parts of the pandemic, so lots happened, a lot of good news, a lot of bad news, a lot of everything in between going on for me. First and foremost, guys, your buddy, your pal, Scotty Waite is going to be going on his very first East Coast swing for comedy. That's going to be happening next month in November, November 17th through the 23rd. Me and my very, very, very funny, I would dare say funnier, friend of mine, comedian Glenn McGee, and I, we're going to be hitting up Akron, Youngstown, Cleveland, all the hotspots out there in Ohio, all the hotspots for COVID. So, just kidding. But yeah, I didn't realize they've been spiking as much as we've been here in Arizona. Talk with the guy who's putting it together for us, and I guess the numbers are coming down, so that's good. So we'll be out there. It's on the Instagram page at Scotty Be Funny. If you guys want to check out where we'll be, we're gonna be at the Funny Farm. And the Funny Stop, we're also going to be at the Barmacy Bar at Plav. We're also going to be doing a few awesome shows out in Cleveland, which is cool. Although, as a Steelers fan, I probably shouldn't be out in Cleveland. I think I'm not supposed to. I don't think I'm allowed there, but I'm going to be undercover, so I'm going to be disguised. My jersey will be underneath and at the end. Like Superman, I'm a Steelers fan. Ha ha, Cleveland. Suck it. No, it's good. Maybe we'll see what's going on. But so that's the first big news. Second big news is Focal Baby, my show that we haven't had going since February because the whole pandemic kind of closed us down. We got greenlit to restart the show. So we're going to be doing that Black Friday. So I'll literally come home from Ohio Tuesday the 24th. I'll probably take a couple days to relax. And then on the 27th, I think, which is Friday, Black Friday, we'll be doing the show at Focal. So if you're here in Arizona, if you want to, again, follow me. We'll have the deets out that, I'll have the flyer out for it here in a little bit. Also, lineup, all that's going to be coming up next few weeks. But it should be the people that I previously had for the March show. So Neil Neanda, who's super funny, famous, man. Dude's on Adam Devine's, you know, house party. Super funny guy. My buddy French Accent, Kevin Bennett, who was a semi-finalist, I believe, for America's Got Talent. And then my buddy Amir Khalil, Amir the Miracle, big-time YouTube guy. Does a lot of really funny, you know, YouTube sketches, very funny guy, runs an awesome show in Burbank at a British pub, and it's called George's British Pub, or King George's British Pub. I don't know, I always mix that name up, but super awesome show. So they'll be on there, again, Glendon will be on it, and then my friend Jessie, she's going to be doing a guest spot. She actually runs a really awesome show now, a house comedy called Comics Unleashed, so also go check that out too. And again, So with the pandemic, man, I've been fluctuating, dude. My weight's been going up and down, down and up, sideways, backwards, crazy. I'm currently like a little over 160 pounds, which is the heaviest I've been, man, as an adult. I mean, at least, definitely in the last like probably like 12 years, the heaviest I've been. Part of that's because of the pandemic. Part of that's because, you know, I haven't been, you know, working, doing what I normally do, which is going and delivering food for Grubhub. Shout out to Grubhub. Order your food from them. They're great. I work for them. Awesome company. They take care of us. So if you don't have anybody that you're using as a food delivery, Grubhub's your people. Please use them. Mention me. It's got to be funny. If you see me, if you're in Arizona and I'm delivering your food, I will get to you as quicker than anybody else because I'm the best. So you want me to deliver your food, I deliver safely, effectively, efficiently, and on time when I do it, which hasn't been since May. So saved up some money from the pandemic. Employment assistance program helped me out, so I've been doing that. Been kind of able to cover my bills, which is great. So just, and then, you know, we're flying out to Ohio for comedy. Comedy's been going good for me. Been able to get out and do some shows locally. My good friend, also during the pandemic, since we last talked, Jim Perry, has opened up a really awesome comedy club called JP's Comedy Club. So please, if you're out in the Gilbert area, kind of East Valley, go hit up their spot. It's off of Lindsay and Warner Roads. And I think it's Gilbert. I don't know, I always get the cities, literally, they're like three cities with like, they like entangle with each other, like Gilbert, Chandler, Mesa, you know, they're like little rival gangs, you know, one side, you know, claims one side of the street, opposite side of the street's the other city. I don't know how that works, but all that gerrymandering, wink, wink, that they claim Republicans do. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to. I've been exercising. I've been biking a lot, been putting in the miles, the work, guys. It's great. I want to shout out Diamondback Bicycle and Company. I've been using their bike. It's amazing. Great comfort. Well, the seat's okay. I mean, it's a guy bike, and I'm realizing I think women made the men's bike to get back at us. Like 200 years ago, you know, they were mad. Obviously, you know, I think it was a disgruntled ex of somebody's. It was like, I'll prove this guy wrong. I'm gonna make these bikes, and I'll make the women's, you know, the outline of it like more comfortable. Because women's bike, it hits that cool little kind of check mark. It looks like, you know, or like the K, you know. And then guys were like across the line, which makes no sense. I think it should be opposite. I think dudes should be, because, you know, guys, you know, our stuff and our junk, you know. When we're sitting on our bike, the bike seat, it hurts, man. Seriously, that's why, you know, these like, you know, friggin' Lance Armstrong, Greg LeMond type, you know, people that, you know, are like these, I see them on the road bike, you know, training for the Tour of Phoenix or something. I don't know, but I'm like, I envy them because, like, you know, they have the gel seats and all that fancy stuff. But I can't do that. It's just not my thing. So I've been biking, you know. Been losing some weight, been swimming. Shout out to my gym, EOS Guys Fitness. I think at Vasa, some places. Planet Fitness also, those are some of the gyms I've been at. But EOS I go to right now. And of course here in Arizona we have a mask mandate, so I think a lot of gyms do too. Where like you have to like wear a mask, you know, no matter what you're doing. But I found a fun loophole, which I've been taking advantage of. You know, it's not taxes, it's just the mandate. So I swim, because when you swim, you don't need a mask. When you enter the pool area, you don't need it. So I've been swimming this whole pandemic. So once I found that out, I'm like, I'm not wearing a mask. Because I just in that circumstance, when it comes to working out, I feel like I hyperventilate. And it really hurts me. And so I just can't breathe when I'm working out. At least for me, I can't speak for everybody else. Again, everyone else has their own thing. You know, however they do that, that's their thing. I just can't breathe when I when I swim, so that's why I don't do that. So, all right, so I'm working out. So when I swim, I don't wear a mask, and I've used a little kind of styrofoam, weights that I use underwater, and I'm looking at myself, man. I'm kind of getting buff here, man. I've had a couple of people, like, they've seen me at the shows, like, Scott, man, you look good. I don't know, and it's always guys are saying that, so I don't know if they're hitting on me, and I don't know, breaking them, like, guys, look, thank you for the compliment, but, dude, I am not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, like Seinfeld would say, but just not me, personally. I'm into the ladies. I have been since 1979, when I made my debut into the world, so I haven't looked back. But I appreciate the compliments, man. So, yeah, so that's been my secret. Just been trying to eat better, healthier, bicycling. I can't speak now. Bicycling and then swimming. And that's kind of what I've been up to as far as losing weights. Been, testing some supplements, that kind of helped me out, aiding in that. So, it's one of those things, like, hey, I don't always recommend taking supplements because you got to be careful how you mix them. Because you could end up mixing them really bad, and you could really, cause yourself a lot of damage. And you definitely don't want to do that. Don't put yourself in harm's way. So be careful. Read the labels. And if you're nervous about it, definitely, ask your physician or nutritionist, whoever does that for you, for the right plan. But yeah, other than that, just been doing that. Been living okay. Been able to save some money. Been able to, kind of the next steps, kind of what I want to do as far as comedy wise. Been writing some new one liners, been going really good. In fact, I may do at the end of the podcast today, I may do a little segment where I kind of go over some of my favorite one liners that I've been working on and some new stuff. So thank you guys, and we're going to get to the next segment in just a moment, kind of current events and things like that. So thank you for listening to your next favorite podcast on Anchor and on podcast and Deezer and Spotify and Apple and anywhere that you find an amazing podcast. You're listening to the best one, the Scotty Be Funny podcast with yours truly, Scotty Waite, aka Scotty Be Funny. All right, guys, now onto the fun stuff, man. This is the portion of the podcast where I'm either gonna get a lot of people liking me or a lot of you guys not liking me, but let's dive right into it. So obviously since the pandemic, a lot of things have been happening since we last spoke. First and foremost, man, what the hell happened to my hometown, guys? What happened to Portland? Holy crap, man. Freaking was under siege, under fire for like 120 days. Might still be, I don't know. But man, it's just got out of control. People, burning down buildings, causing riots. Things that I never would have thought seen happen in my life, and especially, to my own hometown, Sorry, guys, I'm recording, so I'm in my house with my fans, so you might hear some beeps in the background. All these riots, the looting, that shouldn't have happened. I don't care, what side of the political spectrum you're on. I don't care who you're voting for. If you're gonna riot and loot cities, you're despicable. You're garbage, and I don't want you as a fan. And if you like me, that's cool. But I don't want. I'm not seeking you as a fan. Anyone that would purposely try to destroy property is not a friend of mine. I don't care its name of anything. That's not American. That's what we don't do as Americans. You don't destroy property. You don't damage people's livelihoods because you're upset about something. That's the last thing you do. And so I'm coming out and I'm condemning it. I don't care if you're a white supremacist. I don't care if you're Antifa. I don't care, any political party, any group. If you riot and loot, you're a retard. Yeah, I said retard, and I mean it. You're a retard, and I don't want anything to do with you. You're garbage. You're the worst of the worst. And you can come to my shows, but I'm not seeking you out as a fan of mine. So that is where I stand on that. The second thing is obviously with the coronavirus, you know, numbers have spiked since we last did this. When we last did a podcast, I think we were still like 20,000 deaths maybe, and you know, a few hundred thousand cases. Obviously, it's way above that now. I think 220,000 as of this recording. Unfortunately, they have died, which isn't fair. Now, some people say those numbers are lower. Some people say, you know, they're skewed. The CDC, you know, says those numbers may be a lot lower. I don't know. Again, I'm not really watching the news too often. But what I do know is whether it's one death or hundreds of thousands of people dying in America, it's too many. And, you know, they shouldn't have died. Unfortunately, you know, we were kind of a peculiar situation because we didn't know necessarily. We knew it came from Wuhan, China. But as Americans, we didn't know, you know, who to stop letting in, who not to let in. Obviously, we stopped letting China in, which was good. Maybe you know, travel ban into Europe along with that would have been a little bit better. Maybe the numbers lower, you know, could have lowered since those were the original areas where it was spiking. I mean, nobody honestly knows. And what bothers me the most is in the very beginning, everybody was like, oh, we're going to, you know, we're Americans. We're united. We're going to band together. We're going to get through this. And then, and again, this is, again, just my own opinion. And I want to preface this by saying I am a no party affiliate in Arizona, meaning I hate each side equally. I don't like the Republicans. I don't like the Democrats. I'm one of those people where I believe that, hey, there's good on both sides. We need to take the best of both ideas, put them together, put them work. So with that said, I believe once, you know, the Democrats came down to either Bernie Sanders and Biden, and obviously eventually went to Biden, is they knew they were going to be an uphill battle. They knew that, you know, at the cell, you know, one of these people, they needed to do something big. And so what they did, I believe, and it's really what's kind of amongst numerous things I don't like about them, but this is the thing that really kind of bothered me the most on their side, is they decided to weaponize and politicize the coronavirus. Because up until that point, you know, everybody was in agreement that, hey, you know, President Trump was trying to do his best. You know, maybe he, you know, wasn't on the ball and, you know, jumping on the medical and science data that he could have been. You know, because, you know, people say, you know, mask, you know, maybe a mask mandate earlier would have, you know, slowed down the spread, which it could have. I'm pretty sure it probably would have. You know, people, you know, taking it more seriously. But again, we didn't know. But I think the moment that they were down to those two people, the Democrats knew that they were in an uphill battle. And so they decided to politicize the coronavirus. And the moment that happened, you know, with people losing their jobs. And, you know, and then, of course, amongst those two things happening, with people losing, being unemployed, the coronavirus kind of spiking, going crazy. Then, unfortunately, you start having those the major violence, the police violence and brutality cases. Famously, of course, the Breonna Taylor, and then the George Floyd case, and the Ahmaud Arbery cases, which were all sad. They were terrible. My heart broke, you know, seeing those videos, listening to the audio. My heart still breaks, and I hope their families are doing well. I hope that they get their justice. I hope they get trials. I hope that these people are convicted for any wrongdoing that they've done, which seems like a lot. But when those things popped up, then, you know, you start seeing the protests, the unrest, and, you know, the sparks going on in, you know, of course, my hometown and other cities like Seattle being taken over and run down, which was despicable. You know, I understand it was because, you know, the pent-up, you know, frustration and emotions, not only over that, but, you know, being forced to not work or not being forced and not able to live your life. You know, you have people that were sitting in their homes, you know, 3 months or even, you know, 60 days prior to this, and, you know, you can't shut someone in their house for months on end and expect them to come out normal, you know. You know, shoot, I've been on my own, you know, for a year and a half now since I broke up with my girlfriend. You know, working, you know, a little bit. I worked a job for about 9 months, and I've been, you know, unemployed and, you know, self-employed for the last probably a year. And there's been times just by myself, like, I get a little bit stir crazy, and I get a little nutso, dude. But to have to be that way consistently for, you know, months on end, you know, I don't blame these guys for wanting all this pent-up frustration against the government and, you know, against the coronavirus and, you know, whatever their beliefs were to go cause a little bit of havoc. And how they chose to do that, though, is wrong. I don't think the cause isn't wrong. What they chose to do because of that was wrong. I think we all should be out there, you know, letting our voices be heard. And I think, you know, do what's right. Like a great hymn of ours in my church teaches, do what is right, let's consequence follow, you know. And some, unfortunately, these guys weren't doing what was right, and so the consequence was that they got in this big trouble. Obviously, you know, it trickled in the sports and media with the BLM movement, which isn't bad. Like, I believe everybody should have equal. I feel everyone has equal rights, you know, and I believe that we're all kind of on the same page. Nobody wants anyone to be suppressed in America anymore. At least all the people that I run to in Phoenix, no one's been like, hey, you know what? No, those guys over there have it way too easy. We're going to, you know, make it miserable for them, you know? Yeah, these people of color, you know, they're not better than us. You know, we're better than them. I have not heard that. So don't, I know they're going to edit that part out and they're going to say, oh, Scott said that. I didn't. I think, like I said, in my opinion, we're all God's children. So we're all have the right of equality. We all have the opportunities to be better or to be better. You know, Heavenly Father gave us our free agency. And so it's up to us. What we do with that free agency is up to us. We don't need the government. We don't need Papa, Mama government to tell us what to do. You know, we're all adults. You know, with like 80% of us, you know, other, you know, anyone that's, you know, 21 and older, you know, you should be thinking for yourselves. Once you're out, graduate from college, you know, you get your first job, you should be reasonably able to make your own choices. And it's just sad to see that people are giving that up. They're like, no, I don't want to make any choices. I want everyone to make my choice for me, you know, to be acted upon, you know, not to act for. And that's sad. And so if you don't realize that, that's, you're essentially, you know, and I know this is going to sound controversial, and I'm okay with this, but the more that you give up your freedoms and the more you want other people to make those choices for you, you're putting yourself into almost, I'm going to say slavery, but I don't mean it in the way that, you know, people may think of it. I think of it in like mental slavery. Like you want the government to be your master. You want the government to make those choices for you. And the government isn't there to do that. Government is just to enact laws and enforce those laws that we all, as, you know, citizens of the United States or around the world, if you're listening to this, agree to. Because we elected those people to make those laws for us. We didn't elect people to babysit us. And I think that's the problem nowadays, that people want the government to be our parents. They want them to be our babysitters. They want them to be, you know, to do, make our choice for us. And that's not what they're supposed to do. That's why we've, as Americans, have the freedom. We can make our own choices. That's why we have the whole Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, all those things were meant in that reason. And so, unfortunately, though, nowadays, you know, kids are growing up and they're thinking that it's useless and defeated. Like, oh, I don't have the right to make choices. It's going to be, these guys. They're going to make the choices. I'm going to let these people, and they're going to make these choices for me, when that's not the case at all. And so that's the sad thing. That's just kind of what bugs me, is that people are just given in too easily. We're becoming self-defeated, and that's not right. The moment we become self-defeated, and the moment that we allow other people to make choices for us, and when I mean other people, I mean the government, that's when we are on that slippery slope towards, communism. That's what they do. That's what communism is. That's what Russia and China do. They make all the choices for their people, and their people have to blindly kind of obey that. And as Americans, especially the younger kids, wanting that incrementally, it's going to start out with the free education, free, medicine, what they want, free houses. It's like they don't want to work for anything. And that's the problem with these generations. Unfortunately, mine was probably some of the cause of that. Unfortunately, Gen X, dude, we're probably, have some blame for that. But the next gen, but like Gen Y and Gen Z, are millennial, or Gen Y and then Gen Z, these kids just feel entitled. They feel like they can get anything they want, and they don't have to pay the price for that. Like, oh, they just expect everything to be done for them, and that's something you have to put in work. Whether it's film, that's obviously different nowadays. You could film a cool TikTok video, get millions of views, and it's great. Or, you could, help out somebody, it goes viral, Or you could do a podcast like me and get like zero listens, maybe a few pennies, and do some comedy. Hope people enjoy your jokes. Either way, but I don't know. It's amazing that people just want to give in so much, give in so easily. We're not, it's just amazing. I've been reading lots during the pandemic, which is great. I've read more books now than I've read in like the last, 25 years maybe. I've been, and for me, like, I've been reading a lot of different kinds of books. I've been reading a lot about, autism spectrum disorders. I've been reading from the scriptures. As you guys know, I'm religious, obviously. I've been reading about leadership. I've been reading about, reading the new Ben Shapiro book. I've been reading about, How to Destroy America in 3 Simple Steps. I've been reading about Jerry Seinfeld. Is This Something? His comedy book. I've been reading right now. I'm reading them. I'm reading about the mafia. I'm also reading The Success of Getting Rich. And also, how your mind thinks, because your mind thinks in 2 different ways, analytical and then artistically. Also read about Leonardo da Vinci. Trying to keep the talk in, so it's been interesting, all that stuff. Because for me, I like to be well rounded. I grew up to be well rounded. My grandpa taught me that. My grandma, my parents taught me that. Stepdad, everybody kind of taught me to be, well-rounded. And if you're not well-rounded, then you become, confounded, and you don't want to be that way. So, so that's kind of my hot takes. And then the debate tonight, and then also the candidates we got now. It's basically, it's like grumpy old men. It's like watching 2 old men fight over the soup in the deli. No, the soup is too cold for me. I need it warmer. No, I want it warm. No, it's the right temperature. You're wrong. It should be cooler. It's just like watching. Honestly, it's just embarrassing right now. We, as Americans, it's embarrassing who we have picked. We basically got our rich uncle pervert, or we got the our forgetful grandpa. Seriously, it's like someone took the corpse from Weekend at Bernie's, and like, hey, kind of have him on strings, and then someone picked a reality star who's also an internet troll, and then they put them against each other. I'm like, oh my gosh, Because I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, as people know, I'm center right, so I'm very, so no party affiliate, but I would say lean a little conservative. I would say if you split me in the middle, I would be like 50, I'd be like 51-49, you know? I'd be like 51% conservative, 49%, you know, open-minded. Yeah, because I don't, I'm not liberal. I'm not like, oh man, everyone should be freaking, you know, banging each other and drinking and doing drugs and, you know, getting abortions and freaking, like the crazy, you know, the climate change is real, man. It's gonna destroy us. I'm not like that far off. Like I'm more, on the liberal side of me, I'm more open-minded. Meaning, like, you know what? I'm not. Like I can, you know, talk to me about this. You know, I want to know why you think this way, and then I can, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that. You know, so a lot of my friends will tell you I'm pretty open-minded. I'm not sure I'm the most open-minded friend, but I'm pretty. I'd say I'm pretty open-minded. Like. You know, when people tell you that, it means they're not open-minded, but in my case, I like to think I am, but I may not be, I don't know. But yeah, it's just been kind of interesting what's going on. But yeah, the debate tonight was, I liked it though. If anyone saw the debates, and again, I'm recording this October 22nd, so like the debates just happened about 2 hours ago. I liked how they basically, I like honestly the mute button after they spoke. They demuted them, and that was really cool. I actually thought that was a great idea. I want to do that in anything I do, like in life. Like when I'm having a discussion with somebody, like as soon as I say something, I'm gonna mute me so I listen to them, and then when they talk, mute after they're done, mute them, and then I talk. I like that concept. Also, was it me or the moderator? I think Kristen Welker or Welker? Didn't she kind of look like Demi Lovato? Like I was like, wait, was that Demi Lovato for a second? She's, you know, she's kind of a cutie, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure she's married to Wes Welker, but I don't know who's, but you know, she's a cutie, man. Seriously, Kristen Welker, if you happen to come across this podcast, it's got to be funny. Thinks you're very pretty and smart and you did a great job debating, and I would love to debate with you over some dinner. So I'm gonna shoot my shot, guys. Let her know I shouted her out and asked her on a date. I stand by it. So alright guys, so that's kind of like my hot take on politically and kind of what's going on in the world view. So locally, guys, as you know, again, I was in hot water, so that's still going on. No updates on that. Unfortunately, I can't even go into details. If I did have updates, I don't, so I won't. But yeah, so there's a big fallout from the episode I pulled, guys. So, and again, I'm sorry for, again, like I've said before, and I'll say it again, I'm sorry for my actions. I shouldn't have done what I did. And that is all I'm going to say about that. And that's the end of the segment. What's up, guys? The current events going on. Everything's been a little bit crazy. Of course, like we just covered in the last segment. What I'd like to do right now, though, is something that I just kind of like to do. Now, I haven't done it quite yet, but I want to do it on this podcast. Is I kind of want to do like fake commercials. So these are like fake commercials for either actual companies or like maybe like made up companies that eventually could be real companies, because it seems like every time like you like if you watch TV or if you watch like Hulu with ads like I do, you always see like those medicine commercials, and I know the comedic bit is everybody covers like all the benefits but all the none of the side effects. So what I would like to do is do like a couple of those, but the reverse, where like it named all the bad side effects, and then like what occurs. So I'm just going to do a couple of fake ads. These aren't real, by the way. And if they're funny, though, maybe these companies will want me to be an official sponsor. So we're going to try our best. We're going to do a few of these kind of off the cuff here. So here we go. First one, guys, is for, it's an energy drink I really like. I think you guys will like it too. It's called Ghost Energy. Because, you know, when you're feeling a little bit low energy, you don't feel right. What you need is you need that extra spirit. You need, like the summon, something from the far beyond, from the ooh. So Ghost Energy gives you that boost. Ghost Energy. Go ahead and, give them a drink. They're great. A lot of good nutritional stuff in there. I think it's got caffeine. It's got meth in it. No, it's good. It doesn't have that. It's actually, it just has the neurological stuff that people are putting in energy drinks now. So it's supposed to give you good focus, good energy. I tried one last week. It was the Sour Patch Kid one. It's great. So Ghost Energy, it'll give you that boost. This podcast has been sponsored by them. Also, this episode of the Scotty B. Funny podcast is sponsored by Dr. Bill's Boner Bonanza Pills. Have you ever, guys, sometimes you just don't, you're not in the mood, Your lady, she's feeling it, man. She's into that box of wine. She just heard, the Taylor Swift brand new album, Folklore. And she's in her feelings, and she wants, she's in the mood. She wants a little of you, but you're not feeling it. That's where Dr. Bill's Boner Blue Pills come in. They will give you the boost, along with Ghost Energy drinks to, take care of your lady. So go ahead and grab some of Dr. Bill's Boner Blue Pills. Now I will tell you guys this: side effects are incredible sex till you're dizzy, sex till you go blind, lasting erections more than 4 hours without any troubles. You don't need to go see a doctor after. You should, now if your boner is longer than, or your erection, as they would say, is longer than 8 hours, you have to actually tell your wife to call a friend, and then you keep going. Guy or girl, doesn't matter. And then because this thing goes for 12 hours. I mean, it's a full day for you. Your girlfriend, your significant other will definitely be impressed. Just take a couple of these. Now, you do want to take them the day before. There's a 12-hour kind of kick in. So make sure that you take it 12 hours at the latest before your promised escapade. Now you're asking yourself, Scotty, if I'm taking Dr. Bill's blue boner pills, in spur of the moment, will it work? And the question is yes. It's just, it basically heightens your natural, reaction. When you're aroused, it kind of does that naturally for you. Yeah, it just makes you a little bit stronger down there. There has been a couple of women have orgasmed too much to where they've actually fainted and they have gone blind. That's the side effect from women that are with guys that use this pill. So that's the only really drawback from that one. So again, that's Dr. Bill's blue boner pills. Find those at any, CVS, Planned Parenthood, really Walgreens, any, kind of CD, corner of your local streets, that is where you can find those. Also, the Scotty Be Funny podcast is sponsored by, Shady Personal Trainer at your gym. Because, when you're out there and, you're working out, right? You're just kind of, getting those reps in, you're lifting, and the guy looks like he's way into, physical fitness. He, approaches you, he's like, hey, you're lifting it at a 45-degree angle. If you actually do it at a 46-degree angle, you'll actually get a little bit stronger muscles. And then you're like, okay, thanks, man. And then you know, you kind of finish up your workout, and then he kind of tails you. He's like, "Oh, hey, man, I'm just here mysteriously at this gym A here because I actually run my own gym at gym B. It's a lot better. It's like 3 times the price, but you get me working with you 24/7. I'll provide you your own meal kit, meal prep, where it's only gonna be bland chicken, steamed vegetables, and you can only drink water with a sprinkle of pure organic sugar. Has to be Himalayan white organic grown sugar, or else it's too much calories and you'll be fat for life." And so it's sponsored by that guy. Also, the Scotty Be Funny podcast is sponsored by the next generation of seltzers, because everything is seltzer. It's sparkling water. You got, beer, that's seltzer. You've got, obviously, water, flavored seltzer water. You've got soda, which is just really soda with soda water. So you have energy drinks that are now seltzer water. This takes it to the next level. This is it's only legal where marijuana is legal, but it's a CBD marijuana infused sparkling water, and it's called Jamaican Me Crazy Sparkling Water. It's actually imported from Jamaica. It's actually, guys, it's been blessed by a very, very sacred strand that Bob Marley used to smoke when he was with the Wailers. His family, his kids have passed it down from generation to generation. And so the recipe actually made it here to the United States from a cousin of theirs. And so he actually infused this water with that secret family recipe of the Marleys. So this is a Jamaican Me Crazy CBD infused marijuana seltzer. Very great. You can find it at any Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Fry's, really any grocer that sells seltzer. So go check that out. It's really good. It's only in the states that are legal, so Oregon, California, Washington right now, but possibly in Arizona coming up here in a few weeks, and eventually they will make a medicinal version that will be available for all the states that have medicinal. So Jamaican Me Crazy Infused CBD Marijuana Water. Great. Go check that out. And yeah, so those are just guys, some fun kind of ads I'm doing. Those aren't, obviously, some of those aren't real. The only one that was actually real in that one, there is a company called Ghost Energy that it really is good water, energy drinks. You want to drink that? I drink it when I drink energy drinks. If not, I go to my local Circle K. My little gas station here in Arizona. I don't know if they're throughout the country, but Circle K has great drinks. Go grab you a Polar Pop if you're ever in Arizona. It's amazing. Circle K, go check them out. And so, guys, those are my little funny ad rolls. Now, if they ever do become stuff, I do want to cut. So if anybody does make those products with those names, I am claiming those names. Just give me a cut. A small percentage, we'll talk it. And so those are my funny ad rolls. Thank you guys for listening to this part of the Scotty Be Funny podcast. All right, guys, so as we wind down the comeback episode here, the Scotty Be Funny podcast, I want to say thank you to everybody who's listened to this so far. Again, it's a little bit different. My plan initially when I came back to do my podcast after everything was to do an animated podcast and then upload that to YouTube, Instagram, all the different places that I'm on. Plan probably still to do that. I'm still working out the kinks on that. Trying to learn how to, I know how I want to do it. It's just trying to figure out how to make it look good. So probably in the next coming, I'm hoping by the end of the year, the latest, we'll be doing that. So the Scotty Be Funny podcast will be animated, which will be super cool, and it should be up on all the different podcasting services. So there'll probably be the audio version like this, and then there'll be the animated version of it that I'll probably put up on my YouTube channel and on Instagram and Facebook, all the places where I'm kind of a little bit more social media wise. So that's the other cool announcement. And like I said earlier in the beginning of this podcast show, we will be back live at Focal, a really amazing restaurant. Focal, I think, is really how you say it, but yeah, you know, for the us, you know, nerdy white people who can't speak right, it's, you know, Focal, but Focal. Amazing restaurant here in Arizona. It's in Scottsdale. Please look them up if you're in town. We'll be running shows there. The comeback show that we're doing will be Black Friday, which is November 27th. And so after you're done doing some, you know, shopping, if you, you know, taking advantage of those amazing deals or waiting for the packages to get home, come check us out. Come laugh with us. We got a really great show. I'm still working on the lineup, but the plan is to have the people that were going to be on the show originally in March there. So Neil Nyanda, super awesome dude. He's been on Adam Devine's, you know, house party on Comedy Central. He's a touring comedian, does, you know, super musically talented, just funny guy in general. Other guy is Amir Khalil, also known as Amir the Miracle. Has a really great YouTube channel, very funny videos that come out. Runs an amazing show out the King George's Pub in Burbank. So he does a great open mic that he runs there. It's great. That's where we met. Very funny individual. Also, and then finally on the show is going to be Kevin Bennett, a.k.a. French Accent. I believe he was a semi-finalist, I think four or five cycles, as they call them, or show seasons ago, on America's Got Talent. So he made it. So those are the three people I'll be hosting the show. So I'm going to be like the least funniest, which is a good thing for me. I also have a really great comedian friend of mine. She runs an amazing show. She started running one called Comics Unleashed at House Comedy in Scottsdale. Go check out her show. Her show will be actually November 4th, the next one. Really great show. Again, mine will be after that. We'll be running some more shows there too at Focal. I'll again follow me on Instagram at @ScottyBeFunny, just like the podcast, but at in front of it on Instagram. Also Facebook.com/ScottyBeFunny. That's my main page. You can follow me there. Follow me on Weight Swag is my other Facebook page. If you also want to you know, follow my website, it's GreatWeightMedia.com. GreatWeightMedia.com. I'll be posting all my information on there. And if you happen to be out east, if you're in Northeast Ohio, I will be doing a full week out there of shows. I'll be at the Funny Farm, the Funny Stop. I'll be at Braverly's Bar and Grill. I'll be at Plav. We're going to be also doing some amazing shows out in Cleveland and Akron. So check me out on Instagram. The tour date information is on there. I need to update a couple shows, but that's the plan. And then when I get back from that tour, I'll be doing the Black Friday showcase. So again, come check that out. Come check me out. Come follow me on social media. Again, thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Scottie Be Funny podcast. I am Scottie Be Funny, a.k.a. Scott Waite. Thank you for following me, and you guys have a great night.